Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to settle down. Out of the gates, the CPS worker, Jeff in Pennsylvania, says that he thinks the drills going on around the country are okay. These are the admitted drills where unannounced SWAT teams come in and yell and scream at elementary and middle school students while they cry and scream and line them up, putting guns to their head, screaming at them. He says that's good because it teaches them not to like guns, not to bring guns to school. See? Traumatizing them. I mean, total denial. Then he started bringing up homeschooling. Let me guess, you don't think homeschooling should be legal, do you?
Well, the quality of the education is really in question because these people who are teaching the homeschoolers aren't, you know, don't have the same experience.
Should you have to have a license to have children?
A license? No.
Well, you just said, can't we teach our own children? Do we have to put them in your government school?
Well, there's a lot they wouldn't learn if they didn't go.
That's right. They need to be socialized, and Illinois and California are moving to try to ban homeschooling. Do you support that?
Well, I believe parents should have to pass a test to teach their kids.
That's right. Go to the state. Hey, did you know this used to be called Land of the Free, Home of the Brave? Just 20 years ago, you told somebody they couldn't raise their children. They'd laugh at you. Man, what kind of control freak are you, boy?
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, you think it's good for the SWAT teams to go in and terrorize children. But you don't, think it's terrorizing, do you?
Well, when they go into the school, I'm sure while it's happening, they probably assure the children and tell, you know.
No, I have the AP, I have video of it. My God, are you so blind? You know, you think this is normal? You think this is good? Let me ask you, are you like the CPS worker that tricks their way into the house because the neighbor said they saw something and you see a dirty dish and you trick them into signing a paper without due process and snatch their kids?
Well, there's no tricking that's involved. I go to the house and then, you know, if there's cause to believe, you know, it's all lawful.
You're the judge and you're the jury. You decide and make the determination, huh? Whatever happened to due process, you monster?
Well, it all depends on how credible the complaint is from a neighbor.
You decide. You're the judge and jury. You're Judge Dredd. Since when in America did one person decide this stuff? And on your recommendation, this judge, you know, they created these new courts. And Bush has created new courts now that he says have all this authority. Do you say those are legitimate?
Which type of court? The military?
All of it. That's what your courts are. They create these things 35, 40 years ago. Just give them new power. The idiot public doesn't know. It's not a real court.
Doesn't Congress have the power to establish these courts by the people?
These courts have been set up at the state and county level by these. This is all administrative law judge behavior, and the whole thing's about tricking parents. And please don't tell me it isn't. It's about getting kids in the system. Don't you know that the more CPS they hire, the worse the numbers for everything in this society? Everything's unraveling. You never knew that you guys are five times more likely to hurt children in your custody. The most dangerous place for children is in your custody. That was on the cover of Time magazine. Are you saying you don't know about that?
Look, I would have to see what these numbers are based on.
Listen. You are the worst group of people in the country statistically. You ought to have some shame.
Look, I don't hate children at all. We're trying to help.
Sure you don't. Did you hear about the 3,000 kids missing in Florida that CPS grabbed?
No, I did not.
Huge national story for years. You never heard about. Well, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, if the kids run away, it's not our fault.
And are found with their heads chopped off. Hey, did you hear about the three top pedophiles running the Florida CPS system? Miami Herald, did you hear about that?
Look, there's a couple of bad apples, but, you know, it's not as widespread as you say.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just trust you to not have any due process. I don't need due process. We'll just make you king. How's that sound? Stay there, Jeff.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
2 years ago, a UT student brought to my attention, and I confirmed it's the UT textbook used, the Calhoun Reader, where they call the family a disease, and that we need to be eradicated. I've had the former head of policy, number two position, Department of Education on. She published a book the size of a phone book with the documents about how they're going to break up the family. Since the welfare state came in the 60s, we've gone from 10 to 15% illegitimacy in this country to, in some different ethnic groups, over 90%. And in whites, it's almost reached 50%. In blacks, it's over 90%. And, oh, thank you, government. Thank you for all you do. Oh, it's so wonderful. And so we're talking to Jeff in Pennsylvania, who says he's a CPS worker, and then he says he doesn't know that CPS workers have a 50% turnover each year, because they're not all evil. In fact, it was a CPS worker in New York blew the whistle 2 years ago on how they take the little black kids and give them pesticides and some of the tests kill them. I mean, that's in the New York papers, boys and girls, with Big Pharma. I mean, this is Nightmare on Elm Street type stuff. This is like Coma or The Island. I mean, this is really going on. This is the same state that gave black men syphilis and let them spread it and die of it. The same state that sterilized 450,000 women. The same social worker corps, in the Margaret Sangers of this country, are the ones that took girls who were from single-parent homes with under a B+ up until the mid-80s and would sterilize them. I wonder if you support the state doing that. Are you into social hygiene there, Jeff?
Well, first off, let me make an analogy here. The child protective system is kind of like the criminal justice system, and our criminal justice system isn't perfect. You know, there's there's some police officers that might violate someone's rights and
criminal court. Listen, there's a criminal court there. You guys have got kangaroo courts, buddy. We don't need you. If there's actual crimes being committed, then the police should be involved.
Well, I don't think the police can be expected to deal with
yeah, we need a special core of people like you out there. Let me ask you a question. You brought up homeschooling, and you basically said you think homeschooling should be banned.
Well, not banned. I think it should be regulated for the education of the children, for the quality.
The government brings such quality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do such a great job. You talk about this evil homeschool that got your kids sick?
Well, yeah, my son was playing down the street, you know, with one of his friends who is homeschooled. And
we ought to just go snatch their kids. That's what control freaks do. Sorry, go ahead.
Well,
I mean,
you're
God. You make all the decisions. You know, I mean, you're God, man. Somebody died and made you God. No judge, no jury. There's just Jeff God. Here's God. Bow down to the new king. Oh, hail you. I'm sorry. Tell me about the kid.
Well, my son got a really serious case of the flu, and I don't think that.
And you just know it came from that child.
Well, there's a pretty good chance. I mean, he...
What does that even mean, you buffoon?
Well, I'm saying that the homeschooled child probably didn't get the same kind of health care from that the school offers, and that child is without those protections for illnesses. And you know,
Let me ask you a question, and I'm just curious. And to be clear, I don't care what education you got. I'm just curious, what medical education do you have?
Well, I didn't take any medical class.
Okay, let me just give you a little news flash here, okay? This is Associated Press. The last five flu seasons in a row, the variant flu mutation that they mass-produced was not for the main flu strain. Okay, so number one, there's no law you've got to take a flu shot. Number two, the last 5 years, it hasn't even matched the mutation of the actual flu that hits North America. Okay, that's admitted. Sir, this is called facts. And then number three, you have no idea where your son got the flu, but you are like somebody who says throw the Jew down the well in the Middle Ages because the Jews knew to eat garlic and take different medicinals so they didn't die of the plague, and so they went and grabbed the Jews and threw them down the well because they were ignorant. They were ignorant.
So you're saying that the flu vaccinations don't protect against the flu?
That's exactly what Tommy Thompson said 3 years ago. That's exactly what's all over the news. You didn't hear about the big scandal?
That's not what our family doctor said.
That's not what your family doctor, who just does exactly what the AMA says. Oh, so your family doctor, well, just, hey, roll your sleeve up and you and your son, you know, that's how you people curse yourselves. You believe in this system that has come to kill, steal, and destroy you. And you just go ahead and believe, just take your mercury. Do you believe mercury is good for children's brains? Because federal studies have shown that.
Well, I don't think that mercury is safe.
Excuse me. Your all-powerful state says so. Can you cue up the mercury nutritious clip, please? So, again, sir, do you just trust the whole... This is so sick. You know something? I have been at the hospital with a family whose first child was taken because they were poor, and they're there to have another child, and they openly... I got the court filings. So they just... I did a whole TV show on it. I ought to grab that tape and put it on the web. In fact, Mike Hansen, you're listening. You've got a copy of that. CPS Grabs Kids show. I want to put that on the web for folks to see. We're there with the video camera, and the cop grabs the woman around the throat and makes her sign a form. Again, the Soviet Union, they tortured you underground secretly to sign forms. In America, they think forcing people to sign. Why? Because they have to force you, because it's not due process, it's racketeering. Let me ask you, do you go around when the poor people are dumb enough to go have their kids at a government hospital? Are you there snatching their kids?
There are a couple times, you know, I've tried to be calm with them and explain to them about the paperwork, but, you know, that can be pretty hard if they don't understand what they're getting into. So, I mean, I'm not forcible, if that's what you mean.
Listen to me. Listen to me. What I'm saying to you is, don't you understand that you don't have the power to take them until you trick them into signing? Don't you understand that's totally un-American?
Well, I don't get my powers from any documents. You know, it comes from the same type of authority that a police officer might have, you know?
No, you're there tricking them to sign over custody to the you freak.
Well, you know, again, you have to explain to the parents that it's really for their child. You know, we do it for the children, and we have a child protective service system that works, and you're trying to bat it down. And there's a lot of positive things that we do that you don't talk about. You're just talking about the
negative. Okay, tell us all the positive stuff you do.
Well, first off, you know, you look in the news, there's tons of stories about babies being thrown in dumpsters.
Yeah, the media hypes the hell out of that, and they should be criminally charged, okay? Of course there's criminal stuff going on, sir, but listen, I know wealthy people, okay? I mean folks that are living in $2 million, $3 million houses. I mean people that make a lot of money, who wear, you know, Brooks Brothers suits, whose children are totally taken care of immaculately, and one of them is 3 years old and jumps off the jungle gym and breaks a finger, and CPS is at the hospital trying to snatch him. My father is an oral surgeon and a dentist, and when I was at the pool, when I was about 12 years old and partially tore my shoulder out of place, my dad, going to the hospital where he worked, said, son, and he was concerned. He said, they're going to ask how this happened. They may call in CPS. And my father was concerned because he works around you freaks.
Well, if something happened that was an accident, you know, CPS shouldn't get involved.
No, you decide. CPS is there all the time.
Well, it's not entirely our decision.
Yeah, I know. They threaten the doctors and tell them that they're liable if anything, you know, that happens, you know, they're liable for not reporting it, so the doctors are turned into little secret police officers.
Well, I wouldn't say that. The doctors are very independent and, you know, offer their recommendations as to what happens in cases that involve injuries like that. But I don't think that we should just give up on the CPS.
You need to have Hey. Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process. Okay, you guys are outside the law, and you may not understand that, but you need to get back inside the law.
So you're saying we're not in the law?
Yeah, you're not inside the law. Family courts are a fraud. Sir, let me stop you. I reposted a newscast from 3 years ago where Judge Jean Meir, who has a juvenile justice center named after her, when the children are late to class three times, they illegally, and we went before the legislature on this, they're trying to change it, they claim that's a truancy, but one absence is not a truancy, and being late three times is not an absence. And then she sits there and tricks the parents and says, okay, sign this form, your child will now be on probation. If they do one thing wrong, I'm going to take them. And the parents are in there in the portable building where she holds court with the other judges, and then they're busy tricking them to get into administrative law court to basically go on to probation when no crime's even been committed. It's called contract fraud, Bubba. It's like you trick some, you know, body to basically become a sharecropper.
Well, I think that you have a couple of these cases that come up, and you know, there are criminal workers out there. You know, just a guy last week was fired at the office that I work at. But you know, these things happen.
What was he fired for?
I don't think I can discuss that on the air.
Well, let me just tell you something, sir. There's a lot of people like you who have been conditioned and think because you're not an evil person that everything else around you isn't corrupt. And you need to stop being naive, and you need to find out the fact about your industry, that it's there to break up families, to hop kids up on drugs, because you get more federal funding when you do it. Okay? And what I'm talking about is reality. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you'll call in again sometime, but I'm sorry that I called you a bunch of names. I detest people that abuse children, and you're the biggest abusers out there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
This song is for you, the last guy to call, and your whole ilk. All the people in this government. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Here it is. Gentlemen, we're back. Let's try to blitz through some of your calls, and I got a guest coming up. I want to get back into Cheney. Will he be kicked out? Well, let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Connecticut, and We'll talk to Dustin, Thomas, and others. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good. I was talking to the folks running the show. That guy was for real. They were talking to him during the break. I mean, that just the type of low-grade morons we got out there that don't even know the evil system they're in.
Unbelievable. And I just wanted to say, you know, you're number two on, if you go to shoutcast.com, you're number two on the list for talk radio.
Well, that's just one of our streams. If you combine our streams, I'm always number one, but thank you.
All right, awesome. And, you know, I was just I was looking at this blog, and, you know, Bush, you know, before the elections, he said, Rumsfeld's going to stay with me to the end, you know, and then 2 days later, you know, he says, all right, Rumsfeld's out. You know, he just obviously lies. You know, and then
and political strategists have said that if he would have outed him 2 weeks before, Republicans would have held on to more seats. Again, this is by design.
You know, my senator, Senator Lieberman, he won as an independent. You know, he used to be a Democrat, and now he's saying that, you know, I'm not, you know, being a Republican is a possibility. I'm not, you know, boxing that out. I'm definitely looking into that. So then, if he does that, then they're going to be the majority in the state.
Well, yeah, it'll be 50-50, and then you'll have Lord Cheney as the tiebreaker.
That's right. And then one more thing, you said you forgot what you were going to say before that commercial break. It was about the you're about to talk about 30 million immigrants, about the borders and everything.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I really appreciate your call. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, the first hour, I said, I'll talk about when we get back. And I got back and I said, what was it I was going to talk about? This broadcast is the opposite of scripted, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the 30 million illegal aliens, at least half of them are radicals who believe this is Mexico, who openly talk about violent revolution. The Ford Foundation, the federal government, and others are clearly in control of these groups. And the globalists can crash the economy when they want. They can create some provocation instantly and have every major U.S. city burned to the ground by the illegal aliens. So the New World Order's got some aces in the hole here. We're sure the American people are waking up. There's a grassroots populist move against globalism. But at the same time, we're not out of the woods yet. So this illegal alien problem, and what's Bush doing? Amnesty, which is his, quote, guest worker program. It's just, here it comes with Pelosi. Ha! Let's go ahead and talk to Dustin in Deutschland. Dustin, welcome.
Alex, what's going on, buddy?
Doing a worldwide broadcast.
I know that's right. Hey, you talk about positive things happening going on here on this front, the Battle of the Bulge over here in Europe. We got some copies of Freedom to Fascism available for the soldiers to buy. And they came in last week, and over the weekend they sold out. So we're waking the soldiers up over here, putting the stake right through the heart of the New World Order.
No, that's
it. How are they going to fight us if the army's on our side?
I'll do a Bush laugh. No, I totally, I'm good. I totally agree with you, and that's why, whether it's Terror Storm or whether it's American Freedom to Fascism, whatever it is, get them. Make copies. No, they can't stop us. Basically, it's like football. They cannot stop the run. You know, we can throw Hail Marys all day, and sometimes they work. Something like Loose Change Second Edition. But if they cannot stop you like a battering ram just making copies, knowing you're hurting the New World Order, knowing you're tearing away their veils, knowing you're marching on them, never stopping. I'm just begging the listeners to go absolutely crazy and just start savagely making copies.
Alex, what we need to do right now is like the perfect time for just like all of us to just like unify, you know what I mean? Because I'm a little concerned right now with all the rats that are leaving the sinking ship, you know what I mean? We got to unify, don't take our eyes off of them, and don't let them try to sneak out the back door.
I agree, they're more dangerous than ever. I appreciate you calling from Germany. Call back anytime. Got a guest coming up. We'll also take your calls, recap some top stories. Stay the course. The final 30 minutes, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Raymond Reif discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become?
Welcome back.
My sweetest friend.
That's right, at the end of our lives, it's all just going to be an empire of dirt, so you better do the right thing while you live. The man who dies with the most toys loses. It's who stands up and does the right thing. It's what we build. It's who we are. It's standing up for the little people. That's what life's all about. Okay. The Democrats, Pelosi, and others are totally bought and paid for by the very same global lobbyist. And I told everybody, you watch, they're going to go in there and they're not going to do a single thing. And even if we twist their arms, I would look for him to go after Bush on some little side issue. We have him dead to rights on the Downing Street memo. But forget the Downing Street memo. The White House memo is even that much stronger. And we don't hear the Democrats now, at least the mainstream ones, saying repeal H.R. 6166, Military Commissions Act, repeal the Military Authorization Act that ends Posse Comitatus, no talk of Patriot Act. And I guess if we get a Hillary in there, Democrats will suddenly be pro-war, pro-torture, pro-world government. I mean, it's like Republicans abandon every value they had because George Bush got in office. It's not about these puppets. Joining us, and I appreciate him coming on, is David Swanson, and he helped set up EdwardDowningStreet.org. He also is the Washington director of Democrats.com and the ImpeachPact.org. He's the creator of Meet with Cindy and a board member of Progressive Democrats of America. He's worked as a newspaper reporter and as a community communications director with jobs including press secretary for Dennis Kucinich in his presidential campaign in 2004, on and on and on. And his website's davidswanson.org. So, David, last week I told the Democrats a sellout was in play. They told me, oh, no, Nancy will do the right thing. She's just secretly sneaking up on Bush right now. Now I think Democrats are finally getting the point that a power-sharing deal has been made. Where's all this going? And you're inside the system, you know, with a bird's-eye view kind of from the progressive wing. What do you see happening?
Well, I certainly see the progressive wing having grown in the election. There are more progressive Democrats in Congress. There are dozens of Democrats in Congress who are talking about the Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act and so forth. That being said, there are dozens who are not, including the leadership, Pelosi, Dean, Emanuel, the rest of them. And for Nancy Pelosi or Emanuel or Conyers or anyone to say that impeachment is off the table is a disgrace. It's to tear up the Constitution. Even if we didn't know already of overwhelming evidence of impeachable offenses, to suggest that you're going to do investigations, but you will somehow forbid them from arriving at impeachment, is to ignore key sections of the Constitution and your duty as a member of Congress. Again, that being said, I'm not depressed or defeated or pessimistic. I actually am increasingly confident, as many people are, that we are going to get to impeachment. But to do it will require a movement from American people of the sort that forced Nixon to leave town. And
well, there was also that grassroots movement going after Clinton.
Well, in a way, I mean, it was sort of a grass tops movement. I mean, public support for impeaching Clinton never got above 37%.
No, but I'm saying there were a lot of conservatives on the ground lobbying for it.
A lot is a vague term. There were certainly conservatives in key places lobbying for it. But it did serious damage to our country. I don't care about Clinton. I wanted him impeached for some serious reasons. But to take the process of impeachment and turn it into a witch hunt over somebody's lying under oath about their sex life damages our constitutional system and the role that impeachment plays. And now people see impeachment as a joke, see it as a distraction, see it as slowing down useful activities, and imagine that impeachment is all about technical legalities of whether you lied under oath. And people are telling me all the time, oh, Bush didn't lie under
what
oath.
What is, yeah.
You know, which is ridiculous, right?
Impeachment is about somebody setting up a unitary executive and saying they have dictatorial powers and having their viceroys write memos saying they can torture children with pliers.
Exactly. Impeachment is about abuses of power and threats to our system of government. And Bush has committed endless crimes, among them intentionally misleading Congress in writing and orally, which is a felony. You don't have to lie under oath to break the law.
Sure.
But lying to the public is not a crime, and it is an impeachable offense.
Well, David, this audience knows that. What I want to get at is how do we get the impeachment process to take place without anthrax hitting the Capitol again, Bush launching that, or a bunch of small plane crashes with members of Congress on board. How do we stop? I mean, I think they also know in the Congress that Bush isn't playing around and is a crime family, and it's also quite dangerous to go up against President Bush. Plus, the top Democrats are telling us, oh, James Baker's wonderful. He's here with his independent commission, the Iraq Study Group, to save us. And so now they're just going to try to put the whole debate into this big discussion and try to neutralize populist momentum against what these people are doing.
Yeah, and that commission may not come out with anything in the end, but we have to do two things, I think. We have to do an inside strategy and an outside strategy. And the inside strategy is pushing the Democrats hard to start the right investigations, investigations that we know will end up at impeachment. And the outside part is not backing off an inch, not turning our rhetoric into investigations, but building a public uproar for impeachment. They have to know that that's what we want. And so we've got a huge coalition built, bigger than we've ever had before. People are actually optimistic, and we've set up a website, impeachforchange.org. We're still using afterdowningstreet.org. We're launching a petition drive. We're going to collect millions of signatures. We are organizing people to lobby their Congress members now, and we're planning events everywhere in the country on December 10th, which is a Sunday, and it's Human Rights Day. We're making it Human Rights and Impeachment Day. We're going to have town hall forums and rallies and vigils that day, and organize and organize and organize, and in January, get people to D.C. lobbying and protesting and sitting in and raising hell. And we're going to get there. I actually think we're going to get there. And if we get the investigations going and we don't get to impeachment, that's still ahead of where we were. And if we get impeachment but we don't get removal from office,
yeah,
that's still two steps ahead of where we were.
Yeah, so, David Swanson, why do you think Pelosi and others didn't at least pay lip service? Why do you think instantly, I mean, now, in fact, I said Wednesday, I said she's already had a meeting with Bush. It's the exact same talking points. It turns out at about 7:50-something in the morning, they had a long talk. They all, Howard Dean and Pelosi and Bush's people, Bush talked to Pelosi, then he had her over the next day for lunch. I mean, they were on the same page before the Senate was even decided in Virginia and Montana. This is disgusting.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is a Democrat, and Democrats don't know how to think, and they like to lose. And, you know, if the Democrats hadn't held off on impeachment under Reagan with Iran-Contra, they wouldn't have lost that next election so horribly. They would have won. You look back through history, pushing impeachment is good for you politically. When the Republicans tried to impeach Truman, it was good for them in the next election. And so Nancy Pelosi doesn't understand what's smart politically, but, you know, it's a weird situation because you looking back at past cases, the leadership has always gone in saying we're not interested in impeachment, we just want investigations, and then they get to impeachment. But here, the evidence of impeachable offenses is staring us all in the face before the investigations start, and so nobody believes it, and it looks sleazy and dishonest.
What about a war crimes court in Germany? There's 11 plaintiffs who were tortured at Abu Ghraib under memos and orders given by Donald Rumsfeld. Will that help if Rumsfeld is indicted in absentia?
It will help the world to have some accountability for a criminal like Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, exactly, but will that be a focusing lens here domestically of reminding people it isn't about lying, even about WMDs, it is about torture, but you know, at the same time, it is about lying at a certain level.
It will be if it gets onto American television, so I don't think it has yet, but interestingly, Pelosi's announcing that Congress won't do anything helps the chances of that case in Germany, where they have been reluctant in the past to take it up because they've argued that that Congress would do it. So, you know, there's a little silver lining there.
I mean, they'll have investigations. Exactly. They'll have investigations over nothing in Congress. Oh, but we're not going to have investigations about lying about WMDs, going to war, covering up 9/11, H.R. 6166. But look, that's the really bad thing. Most Democrats voted for H.R. 6166.
Which is disgusting. It is absolutely disgraceful and did not help them in the election, and I'm hopeful that they don't think it did. But there are many, many Democrats openly talking now about serious investigations into the lies that sold us this war. And
well, I agree, but let me ask you this question. What's going to happen in 2 years if the Democrats haven't had the investigation, haven't at least tried impeachment? A lot of the political experts on both sides of the aisle are saying that this is a third force, a huge populist movement in America, and that they will go after the Democrats, too, if they don't do their job.
Well, the Democrats will lose the elections. I personally will refuse to have my name associated with the word Democrat in any way, shape, or form from here until I die. And the most important result will be that we will have set up a system that says it's okay for future presidents to lie us into wars and
exactly.
spy on us and torture us.
Exactly. You know? That's my point. We have to fight this, because if we don't, they're going to set in stone secret arrest of citizens, torture, preemptive imperial wars. I mean, it just goes on and on. We've got to bring these criminals to justice.
Yeah, this is why a friend of mine, Dave Lindorf, made the point the other day in Philadelphia. We had a huge event. He said, I would be in for impeachment if it was the day before the 2008 election.
Yes.
Just to get it in there, because we can't let this precedent stand.
Well, exactly. You know, folks are saying that it's good that the Democrats won because it repudiates the war and torture and all the rest of this, but that's not going to last in the world's eyes if somebody isn't punished. In fact, it'll show them that we're basically a reprobate country.
Well, it's, you know, that election is a start. It's not a finish. And we've got progressive left-wing activist groups now arguing, well, we won the election. Now let's be positive and forward-looking and cooperative, and that will help us win the next election.
Yeah, I've had them criticizing me and others, just saying, let's work with Bush. Oh, he's being nice.
You don't work with a dictator, and the public didn't ask anybody to. The Republicans didn't win a single new seat. The Democrats won overwhelmingly. This is not a mandate for cooperation.
Oh, yeah, I've heard Nancy and the Republican spin masters saying, this is the message they want bipartisanship. This is a message they want us to work together and fix things. Bull! We want George Bush and his cronies to go to prison.
That's right. That's right. And that's the other potential benefit of real investigations, whether we get impeachment or not, is dragging out the facts that will be useful in criminal indictments. And we need criminal indictments of Bush, Cheney, and more.
Let me ask you a question, David Swanson, who his website's davidswanson.org, and he's one of the biggest organizers in the alternative left or progressives in this country. Let me ask you a question. Do you think George Bush would let it go that far, or would he try to start a war with Iran? Would he pull some other type of rabbit out of a hat to divert us and get us all to rally back around him if things started really getting dangerous for him?
Well, I wouldn't put anything past him, but they saw this election coming and they held off on starting the war with Iran. So it is possible that we can restrain them. We'll see. I certainly wouldn't put it past him, and I certainly don't put stealing the next election past them, although they failed pretty much across the board this time.
I've seen a lot of real-line conservatives, too, are also supporting impeachment. Were you aware of that?
There are a great many conservatives, a great many Republicans and former Republicans who won't call themselves Republicans anymore. There are, of course, the libertarians and groups like the Cato Institute, and there are all sorts of real conservatives who are for impeaching this guy. And there are hardcore neoconservative backers who sold us this war who've now turned against Bush.
Well, America won't get its soul back. I mean, folks, we've gone from the most loved, the most hated in less than a decade. We're not going to get our soul back unless people are brought to justice. And by the way, I mean the defense contractors that wrote the policy, that made the campaign contributions. I mean the neocons. We need a bunch of these people to go to prison. And I think it's possible. That's why they're going to fight so hard, though. You know, you, David, you've studied these people. Why do you think Rumsfeld and John Yoo and Gonzalez put in memos they can torture children and stuff? I mean, didn't they know that that was just throwing down the gauntlet, that even the Nazis didn't put stuff on paper?
That's right, and that's why they passed that Military Commissions Act not long before an election, knowing it would hurt them, because they wanted to retroactively legalize their crimes, which is done in that act. They're scared, and a lot of
them. But I'm asking you because you study them, you go up there, you're all over the place. What is wrong with them to openly say it? My point is, a smart criminal doesn't leave handbooks and ledgers around. I mean, we have smoking gun evidence. Why did they do something that Hitler didn't do?
An absolutely unfathomable amount of arrogance. George Bush is, you know, he's an idiot, but primarily he's incredibly arrogant. I mean, this is a kid who, you know, went around blowing up frogs and turtles for fun, a mean little brat who's never had to civilize himself or be accountable to anything or apologize for anything in his entire life. You know, this is a frat boy who's been bailed out time and again, and who thinks it's unmanly to change course or admit you were wrong about anything, and who's never had to come face-to-face with that. Well, now he will.
I just can't believe they openly wrote memos saying they could crush children with pliers. I mean, come on. No one can defend that, but they still do.
It's incredibly offensive to suggest that you can do anything short of killing someone and it's okay and it doesn't count as torture. Well, you know, then what's torture? And you know, if Bush wanted to get the facts out of these people about Valerie Plame or anything, why didn't he torture them? You know, because it doesn't even work.
All right, final segment. I want to ask you about how we help get Bush impeached, what the strategy is with these petitions. On the other side, we'll take two final calls, too. Our guest is David Swanson. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and JonesReport.com. His website's DavidSwanson.com. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning.
Welcome back, my friends. Love is a burning thing,
and it burns,
and it makes a fiery ring.
The ring.
Thank you so much. Again, we're going to take a few calls here at the end, but I want to thank David Swanson for joining us. And I hope that the conscience of the Democratic Party, the American people, will take action and do something about this. But this is just too much that they wouldn't even give lip service. I think it was a mistake, too. You know, Pelosi would have given lip service. This kind of might have dissipated a bit. But I think by her throwing down the gauntlet and saying no investigation, I think she's got a tiger by the tail now. What do you say, David?
Well, she's saying no impeachment. She's not saying no investigations. And that's where she doesn't make any sense, because investigations will get to impeachment, especially if we demand it. So,
unless they're designed to be whitewashes. How do we help you impeach Lord Bush?
Come to our website, afterdowningstreet.org. It's a nonpartisan coalition, lots of people from across the political spectrum, and sign up to stay informed, help organize in your congressional district, help plan events for December 10th, help get signatures on petitions, help raise hell with the media, and slowly but surely, we'll get there. We'll get there by spring.
Well, I hope you're right. Let's be clear on this. If we weren't here fighting these criminals, if we weren't here saying no to the war, no to Lebanon, no to all of it, they would already be a lot further down the road in their agenda. And I think we're making history here. I mean, they may be able to buy off the Congress and control them, but it does show the people are taking action.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
All right, David Swanson, thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Before I take two final calls real quick, please support us. Please go to InfoWars.com and get America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95 and get Terror Storm for $9.95, half price when you get it if you choose, or get America Freedom to Fascism or Terror Storm by itself. A bunch of other great books and videos at InfoWars.com. We have the Christmas special, 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check that out or call toll free to order the books and videos, 1-888-253-3139. Got a lot of different specials and stuff going right now. Again, at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Going up later today, I've got a new T-shirt special for $12.95, a new 9/11 Inside Job T-shirt, $12.95 for the T-shirts. That's going to be going up today. It should be. Should have gone up Friday, but it hadn't yet. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas. Thomas, where are you calling from?
The show me state, sir. How's it going?
From Missouri. It's going pretty good.
I was wanting to point out to that worker who called in earlier and point out to him films such as Beyond Treason, which they talk about squalene in the vaccines and how our military has been experimented upon. But what I see is happening is quite incredible. You have all these COINTELPRO groups who are just falling apart and scattering to the wind. It's not working.
Well, the
anymore.
Funding ended, and you can always see when people are COINTELPRO. We already knew some were, but then you see them falling apart when their funding ends. And yeah, I've seen 5 or 6 known COINTELPRO group websites disbanding in the last week.
Yeah, exactly. And a few.
But it's kind of upsetting because they send us viewers, so in a weird way, it actually hurts us.
Well,
call me back tomorrow, Thomas. I got to go to Roman. I'm sorry. Call me back earlier tomorrow. Roman in California, you got 45 seconds.
Yeah, I want a full investigation on the Freemasons. They basically control everything in the government, and we need to investigate them.
You called Friday and said that, and I'll try to get on it.
Yeah.
I made a film about it. It's called The Order of Death, brother. The Order of Death. I appreciate your call. Again, get The Order of Death, and you get My Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, updated, remastered, 2 films, $19.95. I mean, we're making it so cheap we can barely fund ourselves here. Go get Order of Death, combo DVD. Out of time, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.